If I mention the issue of child marriages, you would probably think of how it's something that's happening in Muslim countries or some dark act in Asian countries. Well, if I told you it was happening right here in New Jersey, as well as in other states in America, and at higher numbers than you would imagine. Anexius has been heading an effort to not just raise awareness about this issue, but also to end it. Her work has led to legislation in New Jersey. Now, she's here to discuss with us this morning. She's the head of Unchained at Last. We say good morning to Freddie Reese. Good morning, Freddie.
Oh, good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And the website is unchainedatlast.org, where you can learn some very enlightening and maybe even shocking issues and practices that Freddie and her organization is battling. Let's start off with the legislation. It's A3091. Synopsis, it bars persons under the age of 18 from marrying or entering into a civil union. Let me just scroll down to the past all the legal mumbo-jumbo to the plain language text. Under current law, persons aged 18 or older may be issued marriage or civil union licenses and may marry or into civil unions. Marriage or civil union licenses may not be issued to minors under the age of 18. It's a parent or guardian of any consent. If the minor is under the age of 16, a judge of the Superior Court, Chancery Division, family form must also consent to the marriage or a civil union. This bill would bar the issuance of marriage or civil union licenses to all persons under the age of 18, regardless of parental or judicial consent. This bill is intended to address the problem of child marriages, which leads to the first question, Freddie. Just how significant of a problem in America, New Jersey specifically, is the issue of child marriage?
This is a significant problem both here in New Jersey and across the rest of the United States. And in fact, the legislation that you were talking about to end child marriage has been introduced not only in New Jersey, but in three other states as well. We're working to get that introduced in every state. But as you said, while 18 is the minimum marriage age in New Jersey and in most other states, every state allows exceptions under which children can marry. And based on the law that you just read, the minimum age in New Jersey effectively with judicial approval is zero. There is no minimum below which a judge is no longer allowed to approve a marriage. And what our research has found is that thousands of children have been married in New Jersey in recent years, the youngest 10 years old.
Wow. And, you know, people think that might be something that is rare or limited in happening. But again, in New Jersey alone, 3,499 children as young as 10 were married between the years 1995 and 2012. And if you're thinking the obvious, you're right, mostly minor girls married to adult men. And I recall there was a judge in Florida who had two followers of Sharia law in a case before him. And he said, you know what, we're throwing out American law. We're going to go with Sharia law for this case in American courtroom. So is it? It's not out of the realm of reality, Freddie, to think that, okay, we have a Muslim family here who wants to arrange a marriage for their 12-year-old daughter, let's just say, to this adult male. All right, that's their societal tradition. You got it. You can go for it. It's not really unrealistic to think a judge would go that way, is it?
Well, I want to be clear here that this is not happening in only one particular religion. Or
oh, no, community. I was just using that as a quick example. It could be, I mean, you yourself, we were in an arranged marriage.
Correct. And I grew up in the Orthodox Jewish community. So I so just want to be clear that this is not happening only in that context. But yes, so it could be a judge who's trying to be open or not be culturally sensitive or not discriminate against a religion or against a cultural practice, or could be a judge who's not paying close attention, or a judge, I can't even imagine what the other reasons other judges have for approving these marriages. But of those numbers that you said, 3,499 children that Unchained found were married in New Jersey between 95 and 2012, of those, 178 were between the ages of 10 and 15, which means they require judicial approval for the marriage to go ahead. So presumably, a judge approved each of those marriages. And as you said, most of them were girls married to adult men, and often they were at ages or with age differences that would be considered statutory rape under New Jersey law. And it's very difficult to understand why a judge issued a marriage license instead of starting a criminal investigation.
Or Freddie Reese, who is the head of Unchained at Last, unchainedatlast.org, about legislation pending in New Jersey, as well as in other states in New Jersey. It's Assembly Bill 3091, sponsored, by the way, by Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, District 21, which covers Mara, Somerset, and Union counties. You can see the bill and its full text over the State House website, and we've linked to it as well at our website, as well as with Frady's organization, which is unchainedatlast.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. One would have to think, too, and I've certainly have read and researched, that in arranged marriages or in marriages of this age disparity, more often than not, maybe even I hesitate always to say in entirety, but maybe this might be the time to do it, in its entirety, the woman, the girl in these cases, is more likely to be treated as a piece of property than a human being. Abuse, limitations, cutting off from people. It's not a marriage. It's going to be, even at probably as quick as the outset, an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't know how many of the child marriages that have happened in New Jersey were arranged marriages. We don't know how many of the parental consent exceptions to the marriage were actually parental coercion, and it was the parent's idea of coercing the child into the marriage. We don't have that data. But certainly I can tell you that child marriage, whether it was arranged or not, and no matter what the age disparity is between the child and the spouse, and even if the spouse is also a child, which is less likely to happen, child marriage has been found to undermine girls' health, education, and economic opportunities, and to increase their likelihood of experiencing violence. So yes, I can imagine that a lot of these marriages were not happy marriages. I can tell you, too, that studies show that, for decades, studies have shown that age is the single most accurate predictor of marital failure. The younger somebody is when she or he gets married, the more likelier that person is to get divorced. And in fact, marriage before age 18 has a between 70 and 80% chance of failure. That's a shockingly high number. That means almost all of these marriages are going to end up in divorce. And of the 20% that don't, I can tell you that probably at least some of them want to get divorced but are unable to because of religious laws or social customs that make divorce difficult. So, yes, it's very likely that these marriages will be abusive and unhappy.
When you bring this attention, for example, here in New Jersey to Assemblywoman Munoz, how difficult is it for them to, or I would hope that at least the outset of the presentation idea would gain their interest, but how difficult or how challenging is it to make them realize just how significant a problem this has become and continues to grow and becoming?
Yeah, well, I was lucky that Assemblywoman Munoz was very interested from the beginning, the other co-sponsors on the bill as well, and we have three legislators in the Senate who are planning to introduce the legislation shortly, that they were sold fairly quickly on the idea once they sat down and explained it to them. We're all shocked, of course, but very supportive. And in New Jersey and in other states also, I got some help for getting legislators on board with through an op-ed that I wrote in the New York Times. It was published in October with the title America's Child Marriage Problem, and it talks about the shocking fact that child marriage currently is legal in all 50 U.S. states, and it talked about some of the shocking statistics that we at Unchained at Last found, the number of children who have been married. So with that op-ed and with sitting down and talking to legislators, it was fairly simple to convince them that child marriage is dangerous and should not be happening in year 2016 in New Jersey.
Robbie O'Donnell, Freddie Reese, who is the head of Unchained at Last, unchainedatlast.org, is their website here on Issues and Ideas. You have an event coming up, too, on March 3rd at the Kilpatrick Townsend Women's Initiative. You're going to have a screening of the film. Is it Defrat?
Defrat. Defrat. Yeah, but it's a film that Angelina Jolie was executive producer on that film. It's based on a true story of a 14-year-old girl in Ethiopia who's kidnapped for a forced marriage and fights back with some pretty terrible results.
And again, that's more information that you can get at unchainedatlast.org. Just to wrap up, Frady, I made the allusion to domestic violence before, where those women, thankfully, have greater resources and places they can go for their escape. That's something that's missing in so many of these cases with child brides and child marriages. As you said, out of religious guilt, they feel obligated to stay in what is a many times dangerous, even deadly situation. they don't feel like they have an out, basically. Is that something you find?
Not only don't they feel they have an out, sometimes they literally do not. In my case, for example, I was in the Orthodox Jewish community. My marriage was arranged for me when I was young. I was 19, so I was not a child, but I was really young when my marriage was arranged. And when it turned out to be abusive, which I discovered only a week after my wedding, divorce was impossible for several reasons, including the fact that under religious law in the Orthodox Jewish community, a man is allowed to divorce his wife, but a woman does not have that right. I didn't have the legal right to end my marriage. So in other communities also, women and girls are facing that issue if they're trying to get divorced. And then there are a lot of other social customs and views of divorce and marriage that just make it very difficult for somebody to get divorced, especially for a woman to get divorced.
Again, in the New Jersey Assembly, it's Bill A3091, and it's sponsored by Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, District 21, Somerset and Union County. We've linked to it over our website. Spend a little time and lend your voice and encouragement that this bill pass through quickly both chambers and get to the governor's desk, just to really solidify what you probably thought was the obvious, but as you've learned from Frady, that it is not, and it leaves a lot of girls and young women at a very serious risk. Learn more about the work of Unchained at Last. It's unchainedatlast.org. We've been joined by their head, Frady Reese. Thank you so much for being here, Frady.
Oh, well, thank you for shining a spotlight on this important issue.